Absolutely. So an ambassador is Health Watch Essex term for being a volunteer, essentially. So as we've talked about already, we want to gain that lived experience of people in Essex. And for my project around cancer and maternity, we'd like to talk to people really who have either had a diagnosis of cancer within the last 5 years, or somebody that's caring for an individual with that diagnosis, or equally for maternity, if they've had a child within the last 5 years, whether that's the mother or the father, anyone that's accessed those maternity services, we're looking to talk to those people in particular to find out what their experience was and whether they've had that good or bad experience throughout, and then what we can potentially do to try and make changes. So similar to the mental health ambassadors that we had last year, we're looking to try and implement change in those areas, working alongside the NHS and local councils to try to improve those services. So gaining that lived experience from people that have been there and used them is exactly what we need. Though I'm very new to the company, but really on a day-to-day basis I'm there to support the volunteers that we get on board. So quite often they'll be attending meetings or looking at literature, which can be quite clinical or complex. And so I'm there really to provide that bridge between any health or social care service and to support the volunteer. So on a day-to-day basis, I could be meeting people, talking to them about experiences, or helping them to kind of navigate their way through the system as they come on board with us.
What they're looking for at Health Watch Essex is, if you've been through cancer in the last 5 years, or a family member has been through cancer, or if you've had a child in the last 5 years, your experience from start to finish.
Absolutely.
Of how, even if somebody's actually family, somebody's passed away from cancer.
Yes. So there's so many different pathways. When you think about the cancer pathway, people could go through various levels of treatment. Mm. They could choose not to have treatment.
Yeah.
They could choose to get involved in support groups. And it's all of those experiences that are valuable. People can have a really positive or negative experience, but all of that builds up a much bigger picture and helps us to kind of shape future services much more accurately according to the needs of our community.
Now, you've got a great website, which is all the W's, healthwatchessex.org.uk. So when people go onto the website, as we said earlier, it is anonymous. We're getting into this situation in this country, I think, at the moment. We're very moany about stuff. So it is really good as well to go on there. And if you have a great doctor or you've had a great experience with the NHS, tell somebody.
100%. I couldn't agree more. Some of the work we've been doing lately has involved children naming their healthcare hero. And we've been in some scenarios where the doctor's been able to be reunited with a patient that they've had and actually hear some positive things that have happened along their healthcare journey. And the impact that that's had on that GP to say, wow, do you know what? I didn't know that somebody felt that way, or I didn't know that I had this impact on families. That can be just as powerful, because if somebody doesn't know if they're doing something right, how are they going to know to continue that or to change kind of their approach? So it's really important to share the negative and the positive. The involvement we would like from people can be a one-off experience if they'd like to tell their story, or if they did want to come on board as a patient partner, which is one of our ambassadors, then we're estimating between 1 to 2 hours a week. That could change dependent on the tasks that are involved in that month, but it could be attending a meeting with an individual within the NHS. It could be looking at some literature. So dependent on what the task is, their time commitment's going to vary, but we would say no more than 1 to 2 hours at most.
Excellent. Now, how many ambassadors are you hoping to get on the project?
As many as we could possibly find would be fantastic. Each individual's experience is going to be completely different from another. We are working actually across Mid and South Essex, so that breaks down as Braintree, Maldon, Chelmsford, Castle Point, Rochford, Southend, Thurrock, Basildon and Brentwood, quite a long list there. And it would be great to try and at least get representation from each one of those areas, because people will have different experiences as well based on their location. So as many people as we really can get on board. We're never going to hear too much about an individual's experience.
Tell us about, Rachel, tell us about your role.
Oh, so my role is very broad ranging, because as communications lead, you can imagine it kind of encompasses pretty much anything that involves communication to do with Health Watch. So So it's my role to make sure that we promote, for example, the reports and research that we do, that we try to ensure that when we're building networks of ambassadors, everyone in the county knows that that's what we're doing and that they have an opportunity to be involved and apply. And then we do We also do work with the engagement team, so going out and promoting some of the work that they're doing. So it's a really forward-facing role, and I love it because it's so diverse and you're just constantly surrounded by lots of different people and lots of different environments. And I think the thing about the roles that you're advertising at the moment, Cheryl, is I like the idea that there are people out there in Essex who haven't yet accessed maternity mm-hmm. services. They know nothing about it, but there are people who've been through it a couple of times who could really help support some changes that would make a difference for those people, and exactly the same for cancer services. So I think it's lovely to be able to use experience mm-hmm. to shape what you or I might not necessarily know so much about yet, and we'll benefit from it in the future. So yeah, it'd be great if you're out there and you've got that experience and have a little bit of time to give each week. Be wonderful if you got in touch with us.
So on our website, we've got a Get Involved section, and underneath that, both of the roles are actually detailed. So they've got a full role description, some information about why we're carrying out this project, and there is an application form. They can download that, fill it in hand and post it. They could email it to us, but we've also now got an online portal. So for those individuals that do like to work electronically, we can have access that way as well. So lots of ways to get in touch with us.
Excellent. Now, if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, healthwatchessex.org.uk, and you can go there and sign up.